This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're back with the Grumpy Gaze. Thank you for listening to our podcast and don't forget to subscribe. Enjoy part two.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9. That was Innes with Once in a Lifetime. Bit of Eurovision. Quite surprised at you, Helen, with this one. You know, that's normally Doug's and my sort of area of expertise. But the song is
dreadful. Did you like it, Matt?
The song is dreadful.
How very
I mean, Helen, you can't like it, as in the song, which begs the question, do you fancy her, Helen?
I love Inez, and I love Once in a Lifetime. It speaks to my heart.
Oh, you just like the tight pants.
Yeah, yeah. You can see what she had for breakfast. Cheese, that's what she had.
Some weeks ago, Helen and I talked of the joys of becoming new parents to pets. Subsequent conversations off air, we've found that being the owner of a pet isn't all it's cracked up to be sometimes, because they can be around at some of those most inopportune moments. And I thought we might have a little chat this evening about experiences that we might have had, not with our pets, but possibly with our pets being present. Matt? Anything from you?
I said pet, I said love, I said love, I said pet, I said please. Look, I'm guessing what you're saying here is, the age-old sort of question about what do you do with your pets when you're enjoying the company of somebody else intimately.
I am. I want to know, have Miss Trilly's eyes been stained?
Well, this is it, right? It's a bit of a conundrum for me, as my flat is very small. Lockdown has been very long and the apps have been very quiet. Oh. What am I trying to say here? maybe not the company of someone else, but anyway.
Alone.
I have had numerous occasions now where I've had to decide what form of parenting I'm going to adopt with regards to Miss Trilly, i.e. do I knock one out in front of her? Or do I lock her in another room?
So, Matt, I'm taking it here that your pussy isn't screaming for cream.
No.
There's a Fanny Fielding painting. Yeah.
Now, I never have, and I am unlikely to start, locking her up in rooms. Mm-hmm. Which makes it sound like that would be a semi-perpetual situation, which it is absolutely, I can assure you it is not. But I do find it very uncomfortable at the same time. I think I've said this before. I probably humanise animals a bit too much, but I do think we underestimate their intelligence, which would suggest, do they know what's going on?
Oh, Miss Trilly knows. She knows.
Well, I hope not for the sake of her little eyes.
Her pupils should be your chastity belt.
Yes, they are.
But my question here is, does it matter? Because she's not exactly going to tell people, is she? Or is that your concern that she might be?
Well, every cat in the neighbourhood knows what I'm up to these days. It's like she's on the Bush Telegraph. She's like, I live with the biggest pervert out, which is what she's telling everybody in the neighbourhood. I was a little concerned at one point, so I did research this one day.
Please tell me what you typed into Google.
Okay, so the question, should I wank in front of my cat? Kicked up all sorts of questions on a forum-like website. Helen's absolutely horrified. I can hear you. Although, the one that stuck in my head, the answer that stuck in my head on this forum-like website was someone saying it was okay so long as you didn't do it while looking into their eyes.
Oh! Is that in case they think you're wanking about them?
I don't know. Exactly. I'm thinking, like, as if you would. That's just weird.
Oh. Actually, I looked into my cat's eyes.
I know. I know, exactly. We looked at each other lovingly.
She passed me a tissue.
But actually, do you know what? Like, in the absence of any other clear answer, I've actually used that as my philosophy. I thought, okay, well, as long as I don't look her in the eyes. It's a bit like Alan, don't look me in the eyes, right? As long as you do that, you can get on with it, and it's fine.
let's face it, the problem here for you, Matthew, is the look of disdain Miss Trilly would be giving you whilst doing it, you'd go limp.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm using Helen.
And what about yourself, Helen? Albert, has he been exposed to anything untoward?
Fortunately, I can say unequivocally no. Because, let's face it, lesbian bed death abounds. So, I'm going to take this in a little bit of a different direction. My concerns relate to not, you know, the pleasures of the flesh, but more about, you know, just general, normal human daily activities.
Right. Ablutions.
Yes, showering, ablutions, going to the bathroom. And I'm not wanting to get into the detailed logistics of it. Men and women do things slightly differently. Mm-hmm. But I must admit, I'm finding it somewhat disconcerting, trying to relieve myself and wrestling with a possessed Pomeranian, attempting to turn my underpants into crotchless panties and make me some sort of, you know, member of some sort of pornographic website.
What do you mean? Well, is he chewing on them?
He's trying to.
Oh.
You know what he's done? He's actually chewed the bit on the underwear that says Alan.
He knows you hate her. He's taking the H off.
Stop buying Alan's underwear, Helen. Come on.
So there's another question. Do your little fur babies come into the bathroom with you? Or should that be just a moment of quiet reflection?
Well, that is her bathroom as well. Her toilet is next to mine. We often go at the same time.
I was going to say, no. Have you ever gone together?
Like, yes. Look, the family, the family that poos together stays together.
And Douglas?
Well, as you know, my recent pet acquisition was Fitch. So, look, they've only got a 2-second memory, so I can do whatever I want.
That's a good point.
Yes, yes. Well, I, as long as I don't look into their gills. But
and it probably takes about 2 seconds as well.
It does. That's all they need to know about. I don't have a story so much about those, but I do have a story. I'm sure Albert's lovely, Helen, but I'm not a massive fan of dogs. And I did have an encounter once upon a time where I went to a gentleman's home and he said, I've got dogs, do you mind? And I said, no, I'm not a fan. And so he locked them out of the room. These dogs were clever because while the activities that I turned up for were taking place, I thought he's an extremely gifted lover because while he's there, he's licking my feet at the same time. No.
That's quite a tongue.
His dogs had come into the room and while he was pleasuring one part of me, they were pleasuring another.
Which was better?
The dogs. So I'd go back when he wasn't at home. No, that's not true. That's very wrong.
Bring me the peanut butter.
That's very wrong, people at home. Don't involve your pets. But look, I think we've had, quite a revealing conversation there. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to add?
Well, all I can say is you've learnt something tonight, listeners. Don't look them in the eye.
You are listening to The Grumpy Gaze and we will be right back after another one of Helen's songs.
Just so as not to upset the delicate sensitivities of my erstwhile colleagues, I have chosen a song they are sure to absolutely adore. And being the incredibly generous and altruistic individual that I am... No, nothing from you two?
No,
okay. I have even chosen the English edition of this seminal classic by the terribly talented and spectacularly svelte Tiziano Ferro with his song Indietro, also known as Breathe Gentle. Matthew, you're very welcome.
There was only one word in all of that, Helen, that I was remotely interested in, that was seminal.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9. So that was Tiziano Ferro. Another unsolicited assault on our listeners here from a man called Tiziano.
It was seminal.
And a baffling appearance by Callie Rowland. She must have had the school fees coming up that month, I can tell you. Anyway.
It was destiny.
find ourselves on the precipice of knocking on good old D-Man, or as I like to call him, Hello Beelzebub, his front door and asking him to take a deposit of ours and put it into his room of the devil, room 666. And unsurprisingly to all the grumpsters out there, once again, Matthew, you're up.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's moving day again. I'm packing up my baggage. I'm taking it to room 666. Look, I'm actually going to keep it very, very simple this week. As okay. I feel the last few weeks, it's sort of taken it a bit out of me. I lost a bit of my soul. Over-egging the pudding, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, so we've actually put this topic in the room of the devil before. Many moons ago, Helen, this was your topic, and you put bad baby names into the room of the devil. Or more specifically this week, bogan baby names. So the reason for this week's inclusion is that the new batch of bogan baby names has just been released upon us. And it is a new breed of evil. So let's put it in once more. And I've decided I'm going to do this every year upon the date of the new top lists for that particular year. All right. So this is going to be an annual occurrence. So jump in if you have any good suggestions as I go, right? Not much structure to this tonight, but here we go. So let's go through the top 10 list of girls for the year, shall we?
Great. Please.
Karen.
Karen. Right.
Mm. Okay, so for those people who've not walked all of Brighton, but actually wouldn't have a clue where Brighton even is, they've right. decided to spell the name Karen, C-A-R-R-Y-N.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, sounds like a suburb.
Yes. Karen Downs. Okay, second. Okay, I'm going to say Shabley because that's actually the way you pronounce this wine. Right?
May I ask, are we going from 10 to 1?
No, I didn't actually structure it. I didn't get from 10 to 1. Sorry, yeah. It's not even 10, so...
That's fine. So,
yeah. So Shabley, right? And I can't force myself to pronounce it any other way, but apparently it's pronounced Shablis.
Right.
Right?
And you reckon my French pronunciation is shit.
Well, you know, I think it's a shit name. I would call my daughter Good with Chicken, actually, but... Corona, of course.
No one's calling it like that.
Yep, it's one of the names, Corona. And look, to me it was a little bit obvious, I suppose. But look, your child will never, let's face it, your child will never resent you for branding them a walking reminder that they were born in the shittest year in modern history.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you see, it tells you where my mind generally goes. I was thinking, after the beer.
Well, yeah, especially after Shabley. Yes.
You've blocked it out, Helen. You've blocked it out.
I have.
You could call your son Dan Murphy's, couldn't you? Graceland.
Okay.
What?
Graceland. As in, you know, the Elvis. Elvis's.
For a girl.
My home. Yes.
Graceland. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that hyphenated? Please tell me it's at least hyphenated. So no, the first name is Grace.
No, no.
All right.
And these names are all documented here in Australia.
I think so. I haven't done that much research on it. I saw on the telly.
Right. Okay.
Honesty.
Oh.
Okay.
H-O-N-E-S-T-E-E. Honestly.
But is it actually pronounced honesty or honesty?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, the H is silent. Right. Jezebella.
And I'm thinking, well, you know what her future career.
Exactly. I was thinking, isn't that some biblical word for brazen hussy, basically?
Yeah. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's like, yeah, let's name my little girl after the person I one day hope she becomes. Jinx. I think the day you were named it, set it in stone, really. But don't be buying any lottery tickets anytime soon, honey. And this one really, really threw me, actually. I thought it was Clowy.
Clowy.
K-L-O-W-E.
Well, that would be Chloe, wouldn't it?
Chloe, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But only because... right. Clowy.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Okay. Anyway, let's move on to the boys. Oh, and actually, you were talking about like did it have a hyphen in it earlier? Mm. I met somebody when I went to Chicago, and her name was Ladasha, and it was spelt L-A-S-H-A. And she said, she said to me, the dash don't silent, honey.
Honestly.
The dash don't silent, honey. LaDasha. Anyway, for the boys.
So what, up until that point, you thought she was called LaSha?
That was, yes. Oh, well, I don't know.
That's extraordinary.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, boys.
All right, boys.
Batter up.
All right, now I'm going to go through the first three because I'm sensing a theme here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pistol,
oh.
Axe, or dagger? Nothing aggressive or anything, just a theme. Yeah.
These are definitely not Australian names. I think this is America.
LaDasha. okay, bamboo.
Okay.
I'm thinking, why not pampas while you're at it? Or rhododendron for a girl. Why not? Jevon. This is like Kevin, but someone's cleverly put a J in there instead of a K.
Oh.
I reckon it was just a predictive text.
Or is it Yvonne?
Yes.
The J silent.
Well, speaking of silent letters, the next one's tiger. Spelled T-Y-G-triple-R.
Tiger.
As a tiger.
I mean, people do.
And we know what tiger's going to end up doing.
Yeah, I tell you what he's going to end up doing. He's going to be advertising Frosty's cereal. That's what he's going to end up doing.
People do extraordinary things with a name. I remember working in a call centre in Britain at one point, and there was a guy that I worked with called Jordan. And to every phone call he took, he'd say, "My name's Jordan. That's Jordan with a J." He would say that.
As opposed what? To what?
Yeah, and someone screamed out, "Of course it's with a J, otherwise you'd be Gordon."
Oh,
moving
God.
On, next name.
Right, I'm going to leave you with my favourite one, actually. Shat-on.
No.
The words from a great height come to mind.
The thing with Australians and our tendency to shorten names, you just be called Shat.
Just by being given that name, I think you were shat on, actually. But anyway, that's what I'm putting in the rib of the devil. It's got to go. It's not even up for negotiation.
It's not.
No,
absolutely
right?
Not.
Thank you.
Oh, no. See, I don't want to put the. I want to meet them all. And I want to check on their mental health and how they've been scarred across the course of time by having these awful names.
Now listen, Douglas with a D. No. It's going into the room of the devil, all right?
Oh, my God, without the D, I'd be Uglis, wouldn't I? And Helen, if we took the first letters off yours, you'd
don't
be
you
Alan.
Dare. Don't you dare.
Stick around. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9.
And welcome back. You are with the Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9. Now, of course, it is that time of the evening. We're going to make a little reference to our grumpy grab. Now, we know you didn't get an opportunity to guess it. And we know you were all chomping at the bit to do so. So here it is again. So if you can correctly identify that Australian television theme tune, and my goodness, it's easy, jump onto our Instagram page, The Grumpy Gaze, and you may well be in the running to score yourself a pointless but nonetheless fabulous on-air mention. But best of all, a loku poem from our very own Matt.
I've got one in me. It's coming out. It's like a turtle's head.
And Miss Trilly's watching.
I want to knock out a loku. Come on. So Helen, your story, hit or myth?
Before I give you the answer to that, I do want to premise this with how very, very dare you say I wouldn't pay for an expensive hotel.
The only travel story I ever hear about is you're going up creaky staircases.
Part of it was true, but ultimately it was a myth.
Right.
Yes, but you can't say that without telling us which bit was true.
Well, the dead weight and the stay in Paris was true. The being approached to model haute couture for fat people was not.
Okay, so it's predominantly myth. Right, okay, fair enough.
Well, we end this evening's wonderful foray into the world of good taste.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing? Okay. In music, of course, our favourite song of all time here on The Grumpy Gaze. Yeah, still nothing? Okay. This is a little ditty from the true greats of contemporary pop music, Otto Tre, with Nessun Ripian.
Who?
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to The Grumpy Gaze podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and do be sure to tune in to us each and every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk. Cause you are grumpy as a grizzly bear, that needs all winter long, with ladybugs in its hair. When you're growling, you know who. Well, it surely makes me want to climb a tree till you're grumpy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.